Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Radcliffe live on air on Hope or Glory Blog Talk Radio. I haven't been on here in a while, you guys. Glory be to God, but don't you know that God always has a word to encourage the people of God from everywhere? You're on Facebook, Instagram, glory be to God. I tell you, we are in the greatest season ever. You have to know that this is season that God is going to birth his promises in the ninth month of September. September is the birthing promises that God promised every believer. Glory be to God. Well, let me share some thoughts with the little things that I have to encourage you out of the Bible. It's called Bible Promise for You. And it gave like a word with the comforter. It said to be comforted. It's like praises be to the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all trouble, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. And you can always read that in book 2 Corinthians 1, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Now let's look at another chapter. It says, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. And in essence, Zechariah chapter 3:17. Glory be to God. And let's look at some more verses just to encourage you. Glory be to God be the glory. And it says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. This is said, the Lord is what? Close to the brokenhearted. And save those who are crushed in the spirit. So what is this saying in that verse? It's telling you, well, the Lord is close to the broken heart. Those people that are in pain, he's close to them. Those people that are weak, he's close to the broken heart. And he saved those who are crushed in the spirit. In other words, he'll have someone to lift that person up in spirit and truth. So that's in Psalms 34 and 30, chapter 34 and 18, verse 18. Thank you. And then let's go back to Zechariah. When it says, the Lord your God is with you. The Lord your God is with you. Know that your Lord God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. Know that the Lord God is with you, and know that he will take delight in you. He will quieten you with his love. When he take it delight in you, he will quieten you with his love. Then it say he will rejoice over you with singing. So let's look at this verse. It says, so the Lord your God, you know, is mighty to save. You know, that's what it's saying. He will take what? Great delight. And then it say he will quieten you. He will take great delight. Then he will quiet you with his love. And then it says, he will rejoice over you with singing. Praise God. That's the word in season. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we could go back up and rehearse, because I'm just going back up because I wanted to give some, you know, definition of what it means, glory be to God, to the verses, you know, because this is a real good Bible promise for you book. Amen. And then it says, praise be to the God, the Father of our Lord. So we have to always say, praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then say, the Father of compassion. So we say, when we praise be to God, the Father, he's the Father of compassion. And his God, and then it said, the God of all comfort, who comfort us in our trouble. So he's the God of comforter. He's the God of passion, who comfort us in our trouble, so that we can comfort those in any troubles with the comfort we ourselves have to receive from God. So your spirit of comfort. So what we say, we see up in his spirit, we see compassion, you know. Glory to God, he was compassion, you know. And he was compassionate enough in a time of trouble, you know. He was compassionate. He comforted us. God is a God of comfort. And glory be to God, God comforts us so we can have the peace, you know, the comfort, the joy. Amen. So let's go on to the next one. And it said, in Psalms, I'm going to read it like this here. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 34, verse 18. And it says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Oh, we read that one, but we can go again because it must have been the spirit. It says, the Lord is what? The Lord is close to the broken heart. So he close to those who are weak in his spirit, who are broken in spirit. He close to those because then he said, and save those who are crushed in spirit. So he always will have someone to come and to encourage someone who are crushed in spirit to be saved. Amen. Thank God for those verses that we read out. Let you rehearsal is Zechariah 3:17, Psalms 34:18, and 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 3, and 4. Now let's look at Revelation and say, the lamp at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to spring of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. So they say the lamb at the center of the throne. And they say, will be their shepherd. So the lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lay them to spring of living water. And then it say, and God will wipe what? Away every tear from their eyes. God will lead them. What is saying? God will lead them to the spring life. I'm sorry. Let's read that again and say, God will lead them to the spring of living water. Amen. Glory to God. So we know that God is able to do what he's seen in abundantly. So the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. So he will lead them to what? To the spring of the living waters. And God will wipe what? All away every tears from their eyes. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then it says, in Deuteronomy, and it says, let the beloved of the Lord rest secured in him, for he shield him all day long. And the one of the Lord love rests between his shoulders. Let's read it again. Let the beloved of the Lord rest secured in him, for he shielded him all day long. So he said, let the beloved of the Lord rest and secure him. You know, God wants to rest and secure him. So he can be shielded, so he can shield him all the day long. And the Lord loved the rest between his shoulders. So we got, let the beloved of the Lord rest securely in him. And it says, he shield him all day long. And the one of the Lord love rests between his shoulders. So God allowed allow the man to be secured in him and shield them all day long and love with rest between his shoulders. Amen. So let's look at Isaiah 55:18-19, and it says, I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. I will guide him and restore comfort to him. Let's read it again. It says, so I have seen his ways, yes, but I will lead him. He seen his way, he lead him, and I will guide him and restore comfort in him. Creating praise on the lip of the mountain, on the lip of the moaning, in Israel. Peace, peace to those far and near. See the Lord, and I will heal them. So he said, I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. He's seen his ways, but he's still insisting on healing him. I will guide him. Also, he will guide him, restore comfort to him. Amen. Even though he's seen his ways. Amen. And then he said, creating praise on the lips of the moan in Israel. Peace, peace. So again, he's seen his way. Say, peace, peace to those far and near, said the Lord, and I will what? Heal them. So again, this is the part I have seen his ways. Amen. Peace, peace to those who far and near, said the Lord, and I will heal them. So he's saying, even though his ways, I've seen your ways, and now I'm willing to heal them. Amen. Isaiah 57:18-19. Let's look at Jeremiah and, you know, glory to God, then we're going to talk some. Then Jeremiah 31:13, it says, then the maids will dance and be glad, young men and older as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow, declare the Lord. So you see, then the maids will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow, declare the Lord God. This is almost like when reading Isaiah 57:18 is almost a symbol, you know. Amen. It's like I was reading the same thing, praise God. So it says, then the maids will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. So it says, then the maids will dance and be glad. So the maids were like to dance, and they loved to be glad, with young men and old as well. So it wasn't just the maids, it was the men and the old. And I would turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow, declare the Lord. Praise God, to God be the glory. So we define this verse, say, usually the maid had, you know, they will dance. They were people that would dance and be happy, be glad. And the young men and the old as well will be happy. And then she says, I will turn their mourning into gladness. The mourning to be now turned to gladness. I will give comfort and joy. Give comfort and joy instead of sorrow, declare the Lord. Amen. We thank God for the book of comfort, you know, to follow up on these scriptures. So I'm going to just give you the scriptures, and maybe you can write them down. I gave you the first one. This is part two, so we can read Deuteronomy 33:12, when they talk about let the beloved of the Lord rest secured in him, and he shield, and he shield him all day long, and he broke, I mean, and the one the Lord love rest between his shoulders. Amen. So that's a verse that you can rehearse in Deuteronomy 33:12. Amen. So let's look at Isaiah. Many of you are familiar with Isaiah, and it said, I have seen his way. So I have seen his way, and I will heal him. I will guide him and restore comfort to him, creating praises on the lips of the mourning in Israel. Peace, peace, peace to those far and near, said the Lord, and I will heal them. Amen. Isaiah 57:18-19. And then the maids, glory be to God, will dance and be glad, young men and old men as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow, declare the Lord. So we thank God for the comfort that he gave us to walk in and to dwell in. And let's look at the the part that says in the Bible promise for you. You have to know this is this is your season to reap your benefit, to reap all that God has endeavored for you to reach. So let's look at compassion. We know God is a God of comfort, and now we know God is a God of passion. You are, and it says here, it says you are forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abhorring in love. So that's Matthew 9 and 17. So what it's saying to you, you are forgiving. You are forgiving God. But God's saying that even though I don't agree, but I'm a forgiving God. Amen, and showcasing mercy. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry, that's not Matthew, that's Nehemiah. I'm sorry, so you see, you are forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. Amen. So let's look at Isaiah 30:18. It says, the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rides too slow for complex. I'm sorry, that's not on there. I don't know why I'm saying that. Glory be to God, Bonnie, rebuke the devil. Amen. It says, the Lord longs to be gracious to you. So God longs to be gracious to us. He rides to show the compassion. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is a God of just. Blessed are all who wait for him. Isaiah 30:18. As a father, his compassion on his children, so the Lord, his compassion on those who fear him. That's Psalms 103:13. I will besought you to me forever. I will besought you in righteousness and justice. And love and compassion. Well, we thank God for this book. It was very encouraging. It called The Bible Promise for You. You know, I believe you can get it in the bookstores. You know, it's in areas in your hometown. Amen. That you can, you know, seek it out. But, you know, it's good to go in the Word and talk about comfort, you know, because we know that the Holy Spirit is our comfort and our comfort zone. So, just to hear that again, with, you know, to give a definition defining word, to define that word to definition and life, then to it, glory be to God. You know, we are grateful. I'm sorry, I don't know. I think I'm getting sleep on this radio, but to God be the glory. But anyway, I love you guys, and I thank you for sharing. Excuse me, next time it'll be a little earlier, because, you know, when it get late, you know how it go. Amen. But to God be the glory. I pray that someone was blessed, you know, just to teaching a little bit on the prophetic. Glory be to God. Preaching on God's grace. Hallelujah. And thanking God for his mercy. And that glory to God. And we know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly in everything can act. But we're going to close it up because I'm getting sleepy, and then I'll be saying things I ain't know I say. God bless you. I'll be practicing on this. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love you, but God love you more.